the interstate. I've got 13 hours to make my destination, and I don't want to stop to check my weight.
There won't be no sleep for me tonight, no. I gotta be hitting Tulsa by first morning light.
I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul.
Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
I've run freight out of Wheeling, West Virginia, and U.S. Steel from Bethlehem. And I've grown tobacco out of the Carolinas, California wines into Birmingham.
Some people work just to survive,
yeah.
But up here in this cab is when I'm most alive.
I'm a prisoner of the highway,
yeah, Jason.
Driven on by my restless soul.
Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
Driven on by my restless soul. Tell him, Roddy.
I'm a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
We are prisoners of the highway, driven on by our restless soul.
Yeah, we are prisoners of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
Don't you know I'm a prisoner of the highway,
whoa.
Driven on by my restless soul.
Yeah, we are prisoners of the highway.
Here we go.
Imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
That's right.
Hello, Lee.
Hey, Ronnie Millsap, how you doing?
All right, how are you, my friend?
Good. I met you a long time ago at the Tin Room, I think it was, in Nashville, and you were with somebody. We didn't really have a chance much to say bar hello, but it's great to be able to talk to you on the phone.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Good. Ronnie, we obviously want to talk about the brand new album, The Duets, is what we're talking about. Plus, also want to congratulate you on going to number 5 in the chart in the first week in the European Country Music Chart. So that's great news.
That's a big deal. I appreciate that.
No, I've got a really strong feeling within a couple of weeks you're going to be number 1.
Wow.
So you can add that to your 40-plus number 1s.
Well, Dolly and I have known each other forever.
You're her favorite blind date.
That's what she told me.
We've never had an interview with you over here, so it would be nice to bring up some stuff. Obviously, you were born blind, is that correct? And then you went to blind school and found music there.
Yeah, I went to school in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And they taught me Braille at 6. Violin at 7, and piano at 8. So from studying the violin, I learned to play guitar, and then I'd started having some hits on Scepter Records out of New York. I was an R&B singer back then.
Well, you can still rock it now, I know.
Yeah.
But that's great.
And I met Ray Charles, and he said, I love that record you got out. I love that B-side called Let's Go Get Stoned. I love that so much, I think I'm going to cut that myself. So he did, and I knew Ray over the years very well. He was a big inspiration to me, and he told me to just keep on doing it.
Because you were thinking about going into law, and he suggested you should stay with music, is that correct?
Yeah.
So how did country music come into your life? I understand that Charlie Pride might have suggested that you did that?
Yeah, met Charlie Pride. We were out at the Continental Hyatt House in L.A. She ran into Charlie in the elevator. She said, you're Charlie Pride. He said, yes, I am. Now, who are you? And she introduced herself, said, my husband's playing down at the Whiskey A Go-Go tonight in L.A. And Charlie came down there, and he said, son, you need to move to Nashville. I said, you know, I would, Charlie Pride, if I had a job. So I got a job. This guy hired me to play at the Roger Miller's King of the Road Hotel. Yeah, it was fun. It was great.
Just my imagination, or has her love turned into lies? somebody here tried to take her away from me. From me. Tried to take her away.
I said it's alright, alright.
Jack Johnson, who was Charlie Pride's manager, said, I want to manage you. So he became my manager, and all of a sudden I got a deal with RCA. I'm on there with Elvis and Charlie Pride, Chet Atkins, and all the biggies. But the first record out, and it did pretty well. Then we did the first album. Jerry Bradley, who was head of RCA, said, we're going to ship 40,000 copies. And I thought, oh, hell, we'll never sell that. We did that, to press it again, we sold 120,000 copies. So, you know, coming to out of Memphis, I'd lived in Memphis for 4 years. Coming out of Memphis into Nashville was not a hard transition for me. I knew a lot about country music. I mean, I grew up in the heart of the Smoky Mountains, about a stone's throw away where Dolly Parton grew up.
Which makes the single, which is at number 5, Smoky Mountain Rain, such an important song to you both.
He thumbed his way from L.A. back to Knoxville. He found out those bright lights ain't where he belongs. From a phone booth in the rain, he called to tell me he had a change of dreams, he's coming home. But I told him,
the diesel down outside a cafe. He said he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn right now? Smoky Mountain Rain keeps on falling.
Keeps on falling.
I keep on calling.
Keep on calling.
Calling her name.
But it ain't the same.
Smoky Mountain Rain, I'll keep on searching.
Keep on searching.
I can't go on her. For letting go.
A woman needs someone warm to hold.
I feel the rain running down my face. Got to find her no matter
it's
what it
late.
Takes. Yes, I will.
Let's forget my name.
Yeah, we put that first record out, and one side was called All Together Now, Let's Fall Apart. The B-side was a song I brought to the session called I Hate You. Really a song that says, I love you, I wish I could hate you. I called this guy at the station in Los Angeles. He said, Ronnie, we like the B-side better. I said, well, let's play it. He said, we are playing it. So it went to number 11 on Billboard. Then we put That Girl Who Waits on Tables out. That went to number 5 on Billboard. Didn't get the first number 1 until Pure Love came along. Song written by Eddie Rabbit. And that thing went to number 1. And we've been going number 1 ever since.
That's great. That's so good. So, do you still play the R&B and soul stuff as well in your shows?
I play shows with my band, and it's basically my country show. Got a great band and crew, and it's just, it's fun to still go out and play these shows. Lee, it's just a lot of fun to do. It's what keeps me alive.
If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me.
Well, you can say that you need to be free.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling,
there ain't no
start thinking about putting this duets album together?
Oh, there's a friend of mine that produces this stuff with me named Rob Galbraith, and we've been making records for a long time. I had my own studio down on Music Row here in Nashville for a long time, and I'd go in and cut all kinds of crazy off the wall kind of stuff. And we were talking, I don't have a greatest hits package I could come out with. Let's do this duets project. Well, I went in with Leon Russell, and that came off. And then all of a sudden, the others started to show up. You got to get them in the studio, and they're out on the road touring a lot. You get them in the studio, Casey Musgrave sang There's No Getting Over Me with me. And she called up Luke Bryan. He came in and sang Stranger in My House with me. So we got all the greatest lined up to do this duets album. And I'm glad it's out. It takes a while to put all that together. I'm hard to please. I'm very meticulous. If something's going out on record, it's going to live for 1,000 years, you know. With Lee, it better damn well be good.
That's right.
I've got some friends down in Houston who know me quite well. They'll be more than happy to put me up for a spell. I can hang out or hide out, whichever I choose. They won't ask me questions about why I've got the blues. I've got a Houston solution in mind. All it takes is a call on the telephone. Got a Houston solution in mind.
That's right. Well, my daddy once told can't run away. Your troubles will follow, and they'll find you someday. Well, there's no use to argue, 'cause he's probably right. But I've run out of options, and I'm leaving tonight.
I've got a Houston solution in mind. All it takes is a call on the telephone line,
and I can leave all these problems in behind.
I've got a Houston solution in mind.
I've got a Houston solution in mind.
I've got a Houston solution.
I love coming to England. I was at Wembley one year. I got to ride the Concorde. That thing was out of sight. I love London, though. London's a cool town. I got to open there one year. Glenn Campbell called me up, asked me to come open some shows with him in the UK. And I said, yes, I will. So I came over and we played the Palladium. We played some towns and played Birmingham in England. We played Scotland, Glasgow. We played in Ireland. We played all over the UK, and it was great.
We'd love you to come back. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, I want to come back. We'll get this baby up there to number one, and I'll come back.
There you go. That's a promise then. So who else have you got on the album? I see you've got Lucy Angel singing Happy Happy Birthday Baby. That's a
yeah,
promise, right?
That's a group that made up with a guy that put up a lot of money on this project. His daughters and his wife, and they said, we want to do Happy Happy Birthday Baby. And I said, let's do it. And we got it down, and it came off amazingly well.
Hey, we're Lucy Angel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. Although you're with somebody new, I thought I'd drop a line to say that I wish this happy day would find me beside you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. No, I can't call you my baby. Seems like years ago we met on a day I can't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love. Do you remember
the names we had for each other?
Close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
This note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Yes, it's a lovely the way a lot of these songs have changed directions since the original hit.
Well, you know, and we stumbled into a little big town talk with Karen Fairchild, who's the lead singer with them. And she said, we'd love to do that with you. So we knocked that out, and we took it to Jimmy Fallon's show on NBC here in the United States and played it on there, and it was a big hit. We'll just see where all this goes, Lee.
Well, Ronnie, it's a pleasure working with you, and thank you for doing this interview today. I'll let you know next week how the chart comes in on Sunday, so we'll fingers crossed, all the prayers, and let's see if we can make it number one. Looking forward to meeting up with you in Nashville and also back here in the UK.
Sounds real good, my brother.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day. Bye, 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 bye.
Hey, we're Little Big Town.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still of the night. Hold me, darling. Hold me tight. Oh, lost in the 50s tonight.
These precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all while the past is alive, now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we hear.
In the spirit. Lost in the 50s tonight.